The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law till all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, 'Raqqa,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife will give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, brothers and sisters, this is the kickoff weekend for the Catholic Ministries Appeal. We're going to have a little fun with it, though, this year. We're going to talk a little bit about Father's boat. Okay? Can you guys remember that for me? Father's boat. Can you remember that? We're going to come back to that in a moment. Second thing, I have some news for you in regards to another of the ordained will be joining our staff. And we're going to tie that all together in the Catholic Ministry Appeal. Now, how are you going to do that, Father? Well, that's my work. But first, a little bit on the gospel of today. I think it's great. This would be a great gospel to be able to spend some time on today. There's so much. Yet your yes mean yes and no mean no. Too many people in society waver. Jesus says yes is yes, no is no, and that's it. Okay? But let's talk about this. Jesus tells us, "I haven't come to abolish the law." What does that mean? We're still not to kill. We're not to lie. We're not to commit adultery. Our yes is to mean yes, and our no is to mean no. That's clear. But here's what he's really saying. You have heard it said is the external. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't lie. That's the external. That's the act. What Jesus says, "But I say to you," is this. He wants to look into the recesses of our hearts. What does it look like in there? Take killing. We all know in so many cases, for someone to go to an extreme, pretend husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, relatives, to what extreme would you have to go to kill your own spouse, brother, sister, your own relative? It takes a lot to get there, doesn't it?
What's that mean? There's a lot going on in here. This is what leads to murder. And this is what God sees. And I'll be the first one in this church to acknowledge I'm not always happy what I have in my heart. God's not always happy with Father's heart. Easy to make excuses like this. I don't have to like this person because. I don't have to care about this person because. I don't have to do this for this person because. Dot, dot, dot. But as we learn today, if we're really going to witness to Jesus Christ, there is no because, dot, dot, dot. Do you ever notice in the Gospels, here's the question I'm going to ask you. How many times does Jesus say, please? Yes. He never does. He says, do it. You hear the Gospel of today? You've heard it said, I say to you. He doesn't say, please. He says, do it. Isn't that interesting? Do it. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge. Here's something for us to think about. I shared this with you before, but really to chew on. Dorothy Day said these words. I'm going to read them twice. I love God as much as the person I love the least. I love God as much as the person I love the least. So who do you love the least? That's how much you love God. That's our challenge this week. Myself too. When we say something, when we do something, is it of love or not? Is it death dealing or is it life giving? And remember, Jesus is watching. He's lurking. He's searching and he's seeing. So let's pray for hearts that are full of the love and the mercy of God. So with that, we're going to talk a little bit about the Catholic ministry's appeal. This is the kickoff weekend, and I always begin by doing a review of the previous year. Good news. Here it was. The resurrection goal was $84,050. The amount given was $106,838. The number of donors, 277. So we were over goal by $22,788. So we not only made our goal, we exceeded our goal. And once again, I'm proud of the people of Resurrection. And because we went over goal, all the monies over goal came back to our parish and will be used in the construction of a storage shed. And I'll come back to the shed here in a moment. The goal for Resurrection for CMA, Catholic Ministries Appeal for 2020, has decreased for the first time since I've been here. So for those of you who think because we make our goal, they punish us and we have to pay more, not this time. Last year's goal was $84,050, and this year it is $82,000. As done last year, a direct mailing has been sent to every household in the Diocese of Winona-Rochester. The mailing contains a letter from Bishop Quinn, a ministry's brochure detailing ministries assisted through the appeal, and a return envelope for any household wishing to pledge. So parishes will be returned 100% of the funds exceeding their goal if they have a designated project. Resurrection does. Last year, we raised $22,788 for the storage shed. And this year, I'd like to raise another $25,000. If we look along our hallways and in Father St. Paul, we have many items that are being stored in corners or along walls because we don't have the adequate space to store such items. Two, we need more space for our maintenance equipment, mower, snowblower, snow brush. So we're looking at building a storage shed east of the rectory on the corner across the drive from the fire pit. The stakes are in place and would be 40 feet by 50 feet. So a decent sized shed with a cement floor and heated for the purpose of doing maintenance work. All right, now we come to part one. What did I ask you guys to remember? Father's what? My boat. Father Schuster has a boat. It's been sitting at home for 4 years. It's time to get it over here. Now, when we've been thinking about building the storage shed, somebody mentioned, Father, you should have a drive-through for your boat. Drive in one end, and you don't even have to unhook it. and you can drive out the other end. You don't even have to back up. And I said, that's too much. Okay? So that's not what we're thinking. But I've also heard this since I mentioned my boat. Father, you should maybe get a canoe. I already got one. Where am I going to put it? Father, you got to get hip boots. Got those too? They also said, Father, this idea of a drive-thru is not the bad idea, because what if the next priest can't back up? I don't think that's the best idea, okay? I think we can use our money in better ways, all right? So I would like to get it out here. It's been sitting over in the garage by home, my grandma and grandpa's shed, for the last 4 years. So it'd be fun to have it out here, hook on and take off some days. So with that, our total CMA goal for 2020 would be $107,000 if we add that $25,000 on. Just remember, if we fall short, and you guys have been so good, we do have to make up the difference. Just a reminder of that. Because of the importance of the appeal, I make this promise. I will give to the appeal on behalf of Resurrection Parish. And as I give, I would encourage every household to give. The following figure may prove helpful. Using our donor figure from last year, if 277 donors gave $386, we would meet our goal of $107,000. So on to the second piece of news. I was called a couple weeks ago and asked if Resurrection would be willing to take a permanent deacon. And I said that we would. There will be 11 permanent deacons ordained on May 2nd. Okay? And so we've been asked to take one of those, and I said, indeed, we would be willing to do that. Okay? Which of the 11? I don't know at this time. Just to assure you, too, this doesn't mean that we will be losing a priest. Okay? So it means we are provided the opportunity to have another of the ordained joining our parish in the service of God's holy people. So what can permanent deacons do? Here's a few things. They can baptize, witness marriages outside of Mass, preach, do burials, and serve in many other capacities. It depends upon where their gift is. And it's through the funds raised via the CMA that the education and formation of permanent deacon candidates can take place. Thus, in closing, let's keep the CMA in our prayers. Pray for the generosity of God's holy people. Get Father Schuster's boat out here and not only meet, but once again exceed our goal. So with that, let's stand together now and profess our faith.